Good afternoon. I'd like to start with my project, The Effect of Calcium Application Method to Increase Plant Resistance to Botrytis. So a little bit of background. We have petunias that are grown in the greenhouse that reach shipping size. They're packaged onto shipping carts, which can be wrapped in cellophane, whether this is perforated or non-perforated. This can create a conducive environment for botrytis infection with high relative humidity. They are then shipped, which can stay on the shipping carts for 1 to 2 days. They come out of the carts in retail, and you can see this infection starting to occur here. The melted down tissue occurs, and it's very necrotic looking. This deems the plants unsellable, and in the industry, it's called petunia flower meltdown. So previous research done in our lab has demonstrated the benefits of calcium sprays to reduce petunia flower meltdown. So for example, here we have an inoculated control that has received no calcium spray treatment. And as we increase calcium spray treatment from 400 to 800 to 1,200 parts per million calcium sprays, we see a subsequent decrease in the botrytis severity. A little bit of context for this project. Calcium movement into plant tissue is dependent on the transpiration rate, and most calcium moves through the xylem, while flowers are supplied with nutrients through the phloem, resulting in relatively lower calcium concentrations in petal tissues compared to leaf tissue. For example, cut roses are supplied with 100 parts per million calcium in the fertigation, and when done, we've done analysis on these roses, and the leaf tissue has about 1.5% calcium, while flowers only have 0.1% calcium. Commercial bedding plant production trends over the past decade have been to reduce fertilizer concentrations, which has resulted in less calcium supplied to plants. And most commercial facilities use a complete pre-blended fertilizer in a constant liquid feed program, thus the amount of calcium supplied is directly related to the nitrogen concentration provided. And a typical fertigation program for a petunia is 100 parts per million nitrogen, and industry fertilizer is a 17:5:17, and this provides 17 parts per million nitrogen, so even lower than the roses case. So we formulated the question, what is the best method to deliver calcium into flower tissue? Fertigation or foliar application? So our hypothesis is that spray applications are going to be required to provide sufficient calcium to flower petal tissue to reduce the severity of botrytis infection. So we had three fertigation treatments. We kept our nitrate and ammonium levels the same in each treatment. However, our calcium differed from 0, 100 to 200 parts per million calcium. And we adjusted the EC with sodium chloride, so we have varying levels of sodium and chloride in each of our solutions. Our EC averaged 2.5 millisiemens per centimeter, and our solution pH equaled 6.0. We had three different spray treatments for our calcium derived from calcium chloride, and these range from 0, 750 to 1,500 parts per million calcium. So we spray closed buds that would open the next day for harvesting. And so this is an example of what a sprayed bud would look like. We spray the entire plant, but we target the bud specifically. So for our fertigation and spray outline for our experiment, we received in commercial plugs, and at transplant, they received 2 weeks of a constant liquid feed fertilizer at 100 parts per million nitrogen of a 15:5:15 fertilizer, which supplied 33 parts per million calcium as to not grow these plants deficient in the beginning. So then for the next three to six weeks, we had daily calcium fertigation of our three fertigation treatments, and we did weekly calcium sprays. We then harvested tissue for nutrient analysis. We were still waiting on this data to come back. And we then harvested flowers and inoculated with botrytis spores, and then we evaluated the inoculated flowers every 12 hours for 72 hours. And that was the subsequent 3 weeks. So our treatment design, we have a 3x3 factorial. So we have our three fertigation treatments here, and then we have our three spray treatments here, and we have a total of 9 treatments, and we use the petunia cultivar Dreams Red. So this is our bench setup in the greenhouse. We have three different groupings of our fertilizer treatments. So there's two groups each down the bench. And then in each group, we completely randomize the spray treatments. And the X's represent fillers for our irrigation tubes. So our inoculation chamber setup looks like this. We have chambers that have pieces of styrofoam cut out with six holes in them to hold our flower vials after they're harvested. We put 500 milliliters of water in the bottom of these chambers, and once sealed, they have 100% relative humidity. We fill these water picks with 9 milliliters of water. The flowers are harvested, put into these vials to main turgor. They're put into the chamber and inoculated with a 10 to the 4th Botrytis concentration suspension. Then once the chambers are sealed, we evaluate for every 12 hours for the next 72 hours. And we had six flowers in each chamber. There were three chambers per treatment, and we repeated this experiment twice. So we've done it three times. We evaluate using a 1 to 9 Botrytis severity scale. So 1 is no infection, and then 9, as the disease starts to coalesce, 9 is complete necrotic tissue, so that's 100% infection. So here's the results. So this is our control. On the x-axis, we have time after inoculation from 12 to 72 hours. And then on our y-axis, we have our Botrytis severity rating from 1 to 9. So here our control is our 0 parts per million calcium fertigation and our 0 calcium spray. And so we have no disease at hour 12, but as we increase the time, you can see at hour 72, we have complete loss of the tissue. However, as we start to increase our calcium in the fertigation level, in the fertigation treatment, we can see at hour 36 here and hour 48, we start to see significant differences between our fertigation treatments and our control. And then at hour 72, we see our 200 parts per million calcium fertigation treatment has given us a little bit more disease control. So when we add in our 750 spray combined with our 750 parts per million calcium spray combined with our fertigation treatments, we see a significant drop in every single treatment, fertigation treatment here with a 750 parts per million calcium spray. However, there are no differences in the treatments themselves here. Then when we add our 1500 parts per million calcium spray, you can see that we do see some significant differences here at hour 72 with our 200 parts per million calcium fertigation and our 1500 calcium parts per million spray. But it's important to note here that at hour 72, when we do not provide any calcium to these plants in fertigation or spray, we have a complete necrotic flower. However, when we've supplied 200 parts per million calcium fertigation and 1500 parts per million calcium spray, we are now down to a 3. So we've significantly reduced the infection at 72 hours. So looking at the ANOVA table, we see some fertigation, our main effect fertigation at hour 36. We do see significance and at hour 72. And we do see an interaction at hour 24. However, it's important to note here that after 12 hours, we see slightly significance in our spray applications. So here's what the plants look like when they're in their inoculation chamber. So after 36 hours, halfway through the inoculation, on the bottom we have our spray applications from 0750 to 1500 parts per million calcium. And on the left here we have our fertigation from the top to bottom is 0, 100, and 200 parts per million calcium. So as you go across the main effect of spray, you can see we significantly start to decrease the amount of infection that we have. And here we see no infection at hour 36 for our highest treatment. So our conclusions are that fertigation provided a relatively small reduction in Botrytis severity. Calcium sprays had a strong impact on reducing Botrytis severity. And calcium spray, 1,500 parts per million calcium, performed better than the 750 parts per million calcium spray throughout the duration of the experiment. I'd like to acknowledge the American Floral Endowment and the Floriculture Research Alliance and the Faust and the Schnabel Lab for the funding and all the patience and the support for this project. At this time, are there any questions? We have not done any sprays after infection, but it'd be worth a shot to see if it would work, but I could not say. I would say it's more preventative than curative. Yes?
Did you ever try putting your treated plants on a shipping cart, kind of like how you showed in the picture in the beginning, and doing a simulated shipping and then seeing how it affects the quality of the whole plant rather than just detaching flowers?
We have done something that kind of simulates shipping where we put it on a shake table. This was for a different experiment for ethylene. But we haven't, if you shake it too hard, it gets really damaged. But we didn't see any more increased damage when we did that for the infection. But we also inoculate, so it would be harder to see that. Thank you. Yes.
Good presentation, by the way.
Thank you.
When you inoculated, did you spray the flowers or did you add it to the reservoir?
No, we sprayed the flowers. Yes. Yes. Yes, we've done a little bit more research on a few other species, and it's shown benefits in other species as well. Yes?
Is it the calcium, or is it maybe some other factor that might be affecting the appearance of the
electrical conductivity? So we've actually done another experiment that tests electrical conductivity. We use potassium chloride, and we equate both the ECs to 3 and 6. And we don't see any benefit from the electrical conductivity and the potassium chloride. Yes?
Did you see any side effects of the calcium sprays or extra fertigation on the plants when you're producing them?
Too much calcium? We didn't see any with the fertigation. Sometimes if you go too high with your calcium sprays, you can start to see a little bit of damage. But we've seen that calcium chloride is one of the more safer products to apply. Is that it? Thank you.